Welcome to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. This is where songwriters find inspiration every time. Hey friends, welcome back to Inside Songwriting Podcast from the clifftops of Sydney. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know that while I'm talking to you, I'm actually sitting in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, overlooking the ocean. And I don't usually record in the evening, but today I'm recording around 6 p.m. Almost, it's 5:40 in the winter time here. Winter has just started. It's not very cold yet. I'm still in t-shirts. But it'll get cold. And I've just been in a few places that are cold. I'll tell you about that in a minute. My point was that I've just watched the most awesome golden moon rising above the ocean right when I was just getting ready to sit down and talk to you. And I never take it for granted. It's pretty awesome being next to the ocean and witnessing that kind of thing. I feel like having a chat to you today about a few things. I've got a lot to catch up with you on. But for now, I'm just going to keep it pretty casual. I've been sitting for most of the day playing electric guitars with headphones on for one of the projects I'm working on, one of the projects I'm producing. And today it was on a song that I co-wrote, which is going to be one of the things I want to talk to you about as well today. I'll try and stick to a bit of a schedule because I haven't sort of planned this episode or anything, but I felt good about having a chat with you. And I've got a new Zoom H5. I've had it for a little while, but I haven't done a podcast on it yet. I had an H4 before, which I think I recorded the interviews with Michael. Oh, actually, most of the interviews that I've done on these, because you know I haven't done that many interviews. I might do more in the future because I've been thinking of a lot of exciting things to talk to you about, and I feel that a lot of those might involve me interviewing a guest. Anyway, I got the H5 with that in mind, and I've actually started using it as my interface. So it's a Zoom H5. I've started using it as my interface for recording into Logic because it's really clean, and my Scarlett that I think I told you about, I got a Focusrite Scarlett, and you know what, it failed me. Massive hum and buzz that I just couldn't get rid of, and I did a bunch of tests using three or four audio interfaces, and it was really disappointing. I was trying out different brands. I've got like three hanging around that I've paid for and I don't use, and they're just there, like ornaments or something. And there's one that's a Line 6, there's one that's an M-Box, and the Focusrite, which I've always thought was great equipment, doesn't work. Makes really bad noise, really bad hum. And one of the things I went to get mastered, the engineer called me and said, "Oh, there's this bad hum." So be careful with the equipment you got. Make sure you do tests. I've recorded a lot of, without analyzing the sound too much to the point where, you know, you hear these things when they get brought out in mastering. I didn't know there was a loud hum there until it was raised by my mastering engineer. And he just said to me, "We've got a problem here." So it took a while to get around it with the parts that we'd already recorded using that interface. So I started using the Zoom as the interface, and it's clean as a whistle. I love it. Just a long roundabout way of telling you how much I like this piece of equipment that I'm talking to you on right now. And I thought it'd be handy so that when I do podcasts, I'm not sort of feeling like it's too clinical and official. I do have a desk with an arm, with a boom mic, a boom arm, you know, an extendable arm. That feels a little bit too official. I just like talking to you guys. I like being able to be myself and sit and have a chat with you, even though it wouldn't be possible for you all to be here with me right now. And that's another thing I wanted to thank you for. is that the downloads are in the thousands and thousands, and I'm tens of thousands. And so I've started getting invites from a few different companies to sponsor the podcast. It was, can you believe that? I still want to talk to you guys and share tips and thoughts on songwriting. And it looks like we may even have some good people out there who might be able to reward me in a little way with some money to help keep the lights on around here. I'm not quite sure how much it will be, but 10 cents a week maybe, 10 bucks an episode. I don't know. I'll find out though, and you'll know, because I might have to start or end the podcast with an ad. But what I'm going to make sure of is that whatever I'm advertising is relevant and something that I consider useful to you guys, because you're the ones that are downloading and listening, and that's pretty amazing. So anyway, I'm happy to be here with you again. I've been living the life of a songwriter more often than I've been talking about what it's like to live the life of a songwriter. And that is exactly the topic of today's talk. So I'm going to get straight into it. I've got lots of catching up to do with you. But I'm going to get straight into it. And maybe, you know who I am, I'll probably take a few of those little side roads and off roads to explain a few things. But ultimately, today's podcast is more about whether or not you're a songwriter. Now, I'm not talking about whether or not you call yourself a songwriter, or whether or not you have a fear of actually declaring yourself a songwriter. These are two different things, and there are many areas we need to cover in these podcasts about that. I've gone through lots of times in the past where I've called myself a songwriter, but I haven't necessarily been living the life of a songwriter. Now, this was raised, my attention was brought to this because of, I do a lot of self-development study and research, and I just, every day I want to be a better me. And some days I don't consider myself a bad version of me, but I don't think that to look into self-development and to take ourselves forward and become the best version of us we can be, you necessarily need to be in a bad place to take on that journey. And I know that many of you have gone through or going through or are close to someone who goes through something bad and is going through something heavy. Most of us at some point or another, we're going to go through some crap. And it's not necessarily going to make us feel like we are doing a good job of this thing. What thing? Making the most of this experience, life. So I spend a lot of time exploring that because I want to be doing a great job. And I've been through a lot of bad stuff that has made me feel pretty low, and I've been through some of the most overwhelmingly joyous adventures as well, and experiences. I consider myself fortunate. I get to experience a lot of highs in life, and I think that perhaps some of those highs, I only know them because of some of the lows I've experienced. So if you're going to call yourself an author, you know, you're a writer. This isn't not necessarily you, but this is somebody. Somebody out there. If they're going to call themselves an author, if I'm going to call myself an author, which I do, I'll explain that in a minute. The right thing to do would be for me to write every day, okay? That's pretty obvious. That goes without saying. If I'm going to go around, someone says, what are you doing? I say, oh, I'm a writer, I'm an author. Then surely the least I can do is set aside the time each day to write and do what I consider myself to do best. So Are you a songwriter? Am I a songwriter? Well, I'm definitely a songwriter. There's no one would doubt. Any, if there was a fly on the wall, or if there's anyone who has observed my life, they would hands down stand up for me in court and say that, yes, this man right here is a songwriter, Cowboy. I lived the life of a songwriter. And what I want to talk about today is, what does that mean? You don't have to be as extreme as me, but I'm not necessarily that extreme, really. There's a lot of people that practice daily rituals within their songwriting journey more so than I. And I look up to them, I aspire to them, because whenever I'm in a strict routine, daily routine, weekly routine, I'm more prolific, my output, the volume of my output is higher, and my work improves, and my whole being becomes a songwriter. My mind becomes the mind of a songwriter, rather than someone who aspires to being a songwriter, or someone who wishes they could write songs more often. The way I research, the way I study, the way I read, the way I talk to others, the way I socialize, the things, the places I find myself, the people I surround myself with, the way I perform, because I'm a performance songwriter. I know not all of you are, but some of you are, a lot of you are. I write songs and I play them and I record them. The way I record them improves. If you're living the life of a songwriter, you're doing something about it. In short, that's what today's talk is about. If we're not doing something to do with our craft, to do with our passion, to do with our art, each and every day, then we have to question whether or not we deserve the most honorable title of being a songwriter. That's how I see it. I think it's special. I think anyone doing any artistic endeavor and then calling themselves that, you know, I'm a mime artist. Why did I think of that one first? That was really weird. I'm a, lucky this is not video. I'm a painter. I'm an artist. I'm a football player. There's great artistry in the creative side of sport. Another talk, another day. When we get in a flow state, when we're being athletic, when we're carrying out the sporting activity that we do the best, that we have, that, you know, if we define ourselves, if I define myself as a soccer player, then I would hope that I practice every day. If I define myself as a basketball player, then I would hope that at 6 a.m. I'm out there shooting 100 free throws before anyone else has even opened their eyes. Songwriters don't have to be out shooting free throws on a basketball court at 6 a.m., but we can be working on our toolkit and the skills that we need to and the tools that we need to sharpen to be able to carry on declaring that we're songwriters, and having the wholesome belief that we are songwriters rather than just saying it. We have to question whether or not we deserve this. Do I deserve to call myself a songwriter? Heck yeah, I'm a songwriter. And you know why? Because nearly every day of my life I do something, and to my detriment perhaps in other areas of my life, I spend much of my day with my thoughts on songwriting, as well as the physical activities I partake in to make sure that I'm living the life of a songwriter. So when I tell you I'm living the life of a songwriter on these podcasts, what I'm usually talking about is, oh, well, I've been on tour, or I've been co-writing, or I've been writing with someone that I'm producing. Most of the people I produce, we sit down for a while before we even press record. When I say a while, I don't mean before we, on the same day, I mean sometimes months before, to make sure the songs are ready to record before we go about the business of making something that's going to last forever, which is, you know, an album or a CD. I don't always co-write, but I do spend a lot of time right in the song, you know, helping ensure that it's in shape. So when I talk about living the life of a songwriter, I make a conscious choice every day to do things that ensure my deserve it factor as a songwriter. Do I deserve to call myself a songwriter? Yes, I deserve it because I do things like purposefully sitting down to work on songs that I've already started, songs that I've recently co-written, following through on offers to co-write, you know, the other things which I think that I've spoken about a lot, and I'm going to continue to speak about a lot on these podcasts, are things like morning routines. You know, how do we get into the zone every day? How do we ensure that we can be creative on demand? Well, we can't ensure that, but we can do a lot of things that will give us a better chance of that. And so I was going to speak to you a little bit about a morning routine that helps me and other things that I've changed in my life that have helped me. I should probably get it out of the way quickly because I might get criticized if I go on about it. But one of the things that has changed in my life in the last year that has sharpened my mind and made me, given me more energy, made me feel more creative, if that was possible, because I've just lived this life for so long. I changed my diet. I became a vegan. I chose a vegan diet, a plant-based diet. And I was sort of heading that way anyway. I've been vegetarian for a long time. And I'm not here to preach that. I'm not here to promote that, other than to say that it definitely made my mind more colourful and my imagination was more vibrant, and I'm sort of more productive because I got more energy. My morning routines, I've been able to put them in place because I'm an early riser again. Yeah, I won't go on about that, but I maybe make mention to or reference it here and there. I realise that we all come from different backgrounds and so on, and there are some folks that maybe even offended, I don't know, that I choose a vegan diet. If you're offended, I don't really get that, because I'm not offended. Unless you wave it around in my face or cook it right in front of me, I'm not offended with your choice if you eat things other than plants. Anyway, you know, this is not a podcast about diet, but in the way that it's helped my creativity and the way it's enhanced my creative mind, I feel it's worth mentioning. And there are other things too. So I'll give you a quick rundown on a couple of things that happen in the mornings for me now that set up my day really well. So I get, like I mentioned, I get up early now again. I used to get up early years ago. And now I get up early again. It's so cool. Before the world's awake. I sort of... I'm subscribing to the routine because I've been reading about good sleep, sleeping well. Okay, so what I read was that even if we get ourselves in a routine of getting up early, okay, feels good. There's a lot of reasons why. Basically, by 9:30, you've achieved a lot already. That's one of them. But if we do get in a routine where we're waking up, say 6 or 6:30 in the morning, then if we have a late night, and a lot of us musicians and songwriters, we do have late nights, so then maybe we've got an opportunity to sleep in the next day. The best thing I've done recently is not take that opportunity and just stick to my body clock the way I've set it up. In other words, I've got my rhythms in line so that I kind of wake up at the same time every morning now, around 6:30, sometimes a little bit earlier. And I don't necessarily dive out of bed, but I usually have got it in mind that I want to get things done. So, and I have a little morning meditation practice. It's not all, it's not sort of woo-woo too much, or new age, that in a way that would make some people who don't subscribe to that stuff uncomfortable. Basically, it's about breath. You don't have to have perfect yoga position, your lotus position posture to do it. I concentrate on my breath. I breathe in for 5 seconds. I hold it for 5 seconds. I breathe out for 5 seconds. And it clears my mind. And I usually find I can last a good while without the thoughts that distract me. So some thoughts do come in because that's natural. And they'll come in and I'm able to like just let them pass. And then I'll get back to the breath. So it's pretty simple. There's nothing weird about it. I'm not telling someone's fortune by looking at their tea leaves, which I've never quite understood. I'm starting to understand a few other things, but not tea leaves. And if you're offended by that because you read tea leaves, throw me an email or send me a voicemail on the website. I'd love to know what it is that I'm not getting about reading tea leaves and being able to tell someone's future. I'm not mocking you, I promise. I'd love to be enlightened, though. It'd be pretty amazing. So yeah, morning. What's good about meditation? Well, it's a kind of a cleansing at the beginning of the day. You set up your mind to be less reactive and more proactive. This is my discovery. A lot of people will explain the benefits of meditation to you in different ways, and if you meditate, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe you haven't even thought about it in the way I think about it. But as far as my purposeful and my driven mind in terms of wanting to do the best I can and be the best songwriter I can every day, great way to start the day. You know, I wake up, I drink almost a liter of water now every morning. Since I chose the different diet and everything, I'm eating in general a lot more healthy, because you don't feel like putting rubbish into your system when you start eating plants, and you just feel a lot better. So I wake up in the morning instead of going straight. I'm still addicted to coffee, so I don't go straight for the coffee now, though. I have myself a nice, amazing, almost a liter of water, sometimes with lemon in it. And when I read that book about sleeping, I read about how we're so dehydrated overnight that the worst time to drink coffee straight away, the worst time to drink coffee is as soon as you wake up, because that's a diuretic, which means it gets rid of the fluids in your body, whereas obviously water rehydrates your body. And when you're well hydrated, your mind is sharper. If your mind's sharper, you've got better scope for creativity. So the first thing I do in the morning is down nearly a liter of water. And then guess what I do next? I go straight to the coffee. Not every morning, actually, because usually I'll do a couple of things. I'll either bounce out of the house and go for a 6 kilometer walk down to Watson's Bay, and I'll maybe get myself a coffee down there. Now, I don't do dairy anymore, so I have a soy, or more recently I've been having a long black coffee. Bit of a stimulant, you know. You can't overdo it on the coffee, because everyone knows that if you overdo it on the coffee, it just makes you feel terrible. But I'm not going to go into the health benefits of coffee. So, number one, wake up in the morning. Water to cleanse and rehydrate first thing in the morning. Imagine how I'm feeling after just woken up. You can feel it going through you. It's incredible. And us musicians, us songwriters, it doesn't matter what instrument we play, we're bound to have little issues with our posture here and there. You imagine how our spine is from doing this for years. Well, your spine needs rehydrated as well. Every part of you needs rehydrated. So the best time to do it is first thing in the morning. Then I'll get in my morning meditation. Now what I do is, because of my guitar back, my posture, I can actually sit in the lotus position comfortably without my legs getting pins and needles and that kind of thing. So I'll lie down flat on my back, or I'll do some stretches or go into some kind of yoga position that I like, especially maybe a good hip stretch is good for me. I like doing a hip stretch, and then I'll breathe and I'll use that as my morning meditation. And you don't need to do any more than 5 or 10 minutes to get your day started off well. Some people do a couple of minutes and they get the benefits from meditation. I'd say that I go about 5 or 10 minutes, and it works well for me. And I'll usually get out after that and do a really good walk, about 6 kilometers. And by the, I tell you, because of starting the day like that, my mind is so receptive to new ideas. I just get the clarity that's needed to absorb and receive the results of my morning walk and my meditation, and my mind being open and receptive to what's around me. In other words, what's before me will inspire me, and in turn that'll translate itself into ideas for songs, whether that be musical ideas or lyrics or both. And sometimes I am just busting to get back and scribble down what I've written, or I'll have my phone with me with, you know, use the recorder on there and take down all those ideas. It really does work. I'm not going to go on too much about the other things I do every day yet, but I will tell you that for a start, if you add in a bit of reading to that routine in the mornings, you can do that. You can do your meditation before you stretch. Stretching is so good. I don't know what it does for the brain in terms of being receptive to your influences that are around you, but it certainly enlivens your cells, which is going to trigger off whatever it is in the brain that gets your mind buzzing, which is what we want when we want to be creative, right? So you could maybe meditate for a couple of minutes, 5 minutes, even lying in bed, lying on your back, get the breathing happening, and then get up and do your stretches. Someone I was listening to recently on a podcast was saying that they do their morning reading for about 10 minutes while they're doing the stretching. So you can get an iPad or an e-book, what do you call it, a Kindle or a book. Do a bit of reading. I encourage, when I meet a songwriter who says they don't read books, I'm baffled, I'm stunned, I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm hornswoggled even, that they do not want to read. And I'm not putting them down. I would imagine that I'm not the first to tell them that reading is healthy for someone who wants to declare themselves honestly as a songwriter. Put simply, it can increase your vocabulary overnight. The other thing it does is, and I've noticed this happen to me when I'm reading certain authors, I notice that I take on their turn of phrase. So the way I structure my sentences or my lyrics, I'm leaning towards their style more, because I've been reading more of their style, so that's what's coming out in me. All of these things are amazing tools for songwriters, and just try it. What have you got to lose? If you try reading, read 5-10 minutes a day, read one chapter and then put the book away. You can learn something, you can get excited by a story. Another thing I do often is I read a book until I find one thing that I know I want to remember and that is powerful and that I feel like is an inspiration to me that day. And especially if I'm short for time, I'll read until I find that amazing little gold, bit of gold, and I will write it down or mark the page or take a screenshot if it's an ebook, and then that's enough for me. I don't have to get myself bogged down into feeling like I got to finish a book or anything like that. I just look at it like, well, that's great, I'm reading, and that was inspirational, and that was powerful, and thank you, wow. And I move on. So you can fit that into your morning routine as well. All of this, guaranteed. Just say you do similar routine to me, and then maybe you come back home and have breakfast, or maybe you go to work. And then, you know, when you actually get down to the business of writing lyrics, just if you're going straight to work after that, then maybe on your commute you can get some ideas brewing and develop those ideas further for songs. Or you can do a practice like writing a stream of consciousness for you know, 5 or 10 minutes on your morning commute, or even on your break at work. Maybe you get a morning tea break, maybe you get a lunch break. Don't take up your whole lunch break, you gotta eat. But you might be able to sit down for 5-10 minutes just writing, or even writing down some of the thoughts you've had about your morning routine. Another good thing that I've learned about doing some purposeful writing, preferably earlier on in the day, even if it's got nothing to do with songs, it's almost like journaling. Just say you wanted to scribble down. A good thing to do is write some of the things that are bothering you on that day, get it, because it gets it out of the way. Then you don't have to spend your energy thinking about it that day. And then when you get around to sitting down to write songs, those things are less of a distraction. You're not going to get rid of them by just writing them down. But because you've vented it in some way, then you're more prepared than you would have otherwise been to have a cleaner, more pure ideas for your songs. So that could be a 5 or 10 minute scribble in the morning about anything. Could be about something that happened years ago. Could be something that's bothering you now. And another thing, if you don't have anything that's bothering you, if there's nothing that's playing on your mind in a negative way, write down things you're grateful for. That's good as well. It's a kind of it's a healthy thing to do. It makes you feel good about your day, and it's also a cleansing with things that you want to express. All of this leading to you living a more creative day, which in turn is going to enable you to be on that road where you feel like, and you can boldly declare and deserve to call yourself a songwriter. I would love to break this stuff down more in other episodes, but you know what I'm like when I ramble on. It's not necessarily in bullet point form or anything like that, so hopefully I'll just do a quick recap on those morning practices, which we will go into further on other days. But I'll give you a quick rundown now, okay? So number one, when you wake up in the morning, try and get yourself an early morning routine. Say 6:30 a.m., as good a time as any, and drink a liter of water. Number two, nothing wrong with having coffee. Just don't have too many. Number three, morning meditation. 5 or 10 minutes of breathing is all you need. A couple of minutes to start with if you're getting too distracted. And remember, just breathe in for 5, deep breath, real deep breath in. 5 seconds, hold for 5 seconds, and then exhale for 5 seconds. And just keep doing this. You will get distracted, but you'll come to a point where you won't as often. And any meditation is healthy. So I suggested maybe morning stretches and reading. You can do morning stretches and meditation at the same time, or you can do morning stretches and reading. If you're interested in any, look, I'm not a health and fitness person, but some of the best morning stretches I do are from looking up YouTube and typing in morning stretches. May I please have some morning stretches? It's not difficult. Okay, and then if you got the time, and I would definitely recommend it, to get out and get moving. If you're just waking up and then getting in a car and going to work, I don't think you're setting yourself up to be the best songwriter you can be. The best way to start your day would be to get out and have a walk. Even if you live in a built-up area, There's lots of things to look at, and getting out and moving does wonders for the heart and the mind. So even if it's a 5-10 minute walk, I'm lucky enough because I get to go out and do like a 6-kilometer walk, and then later on in the day I get to go to the gym. Only when I feel like I deserve it, if I've done enough for my songwriting. We're going to go into that a lot more. If you're a person that gets up and goes to work, then I'd highly recommend getting in a walk before you go to work. Or if you're a runner, absolutely, get out there and run. And then, so whether you do a bit of scribbling, you know what I mean by scribbling by now, you can do sense-bound object writing, or you can just write down your thoughts. You can express yourself what you want to get out of the way negatively or even positively. So if it's something that's bothering you, just write and write and write and write and write. This can be totally private, completely private. Journal it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And then if it's something, if you've not got anything that's bothering you, then that's great. And then you write down the things you're grateful for in your life. Could be that you're grateful for the sunrise. I'm grateful I woke up early enough to watch that sunrise. I'm grateful for the water I get to drink, because in Nepal right now they don't have clean water to drink because of the earthquake. We're lucky we get to drink water. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm imagining you've got clean water. Well, I'm hoping you do. I really hope you do. And, you know, I should write down how grateful I am to have clean water, because that's our life force. And it also does wonders for people who like to work on their creative mind. I haven't spoken to you for a while, so I'm a bit excitable. And I'm looking forward to talking to you a lot more. If you have anything you want to ask me, please send me an email, carl@insidesongwriting.com. Or there's a voicemail tab on the website. You can click on it and leave me a voicemail. I'll get it as an email. Anything you want to ask me, that'd be great. Once again, if you are interested in hearing or reading about all the thoughts and tips that I have that I've written in a book, I'm the author of a book called The Free Thinking Songwriter. On my Instagram page, which is just at Carl Brody, KARLBROADIE, at Carl Brody is my Instagram and my Twitter. Oh no, the Inside Songwriting is Song Carl for Twitter, but I don't mind, you can use both. On my Instagram, my profile, in my bio, it says author. And it says author of The Free Thinking Songwriter. Now, I'm not an author. You know that. I know that. Why am I not an author? Because I don't write every day. I don't write a book. I don't write for the purpose of being a person that writes books every day. I shouldn't call myself an author. I don't deserve it. In fact, I feel like I'm offending authors who work every day and have a purposeful practice of writing at specific times, or at least for a certain amount of time every day. They can go around calling themselves writers and declaring that they are authors because they do something about it. Just like I do something about deserving to call myself a songwriter. So my question for you today is, are you a songwriter? Do you call yourself a songwriter and believe it and mean it? And more importantly, where are you on the scale of deserving it? You know, there's lots more that we need to do to be able to deserve it. But for a start, are there any purposeful practices you're putting in place each and every day? Or at least most days of the week? That's my question to you. Are you a songwriter? And where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? What's your deserve it factor? I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. You can tweet your answer to Inside Songwriting on Twitter. It's at Songkarl, which is SNGKARL, at Songkarl on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll be speaking again soon. I hope the Zoom sounds okay. This is a Zoom H5 I'm using. I've been using it for lots of other things, like I told you. And guess what? I'm going to be talking to you more regularly now. I had a break, but that's because I've been living the life of a songwriter a lot more often than I've been talking about it. And now I've kind of found a way where I can do both. And I've got lots to tell you. Okay. All the best, everyone. I'll speak to you soon.